USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Trump wants a special master to review documents seized earlier this month by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago. He also wants a federal judge to stop the Justice Department from looking at them until that happens. Lawyers argue that a special master is necessary so Trump's constitutional rights are protected. The search warrant executed on his Florida estate that was released to the public showed that investigators are seeing whether Trump broke the law after classified documents were taken from the White House to his mansion instead of being filed with the National Archives. Several media organizations hoping to get the search warrant affidavit disclosed were prepared for a letdown. The federal magistrate judge who approved the search warrant on Trump's mansion lowered expectations about how much of the search warrant affidavit, if any, is released. Tech companies sinking Wall Street at the close on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The suspect in a triple shooting in Midtown Atlanta was taken into custody at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Police say that the suspect targeted all three victims, two of whom are dead and one who is hospitalized. Investigators say they also recovered what they believe is the weapon involved in the incident. Pfizer has asked federal regulators to authorize a new COVID-19 vaccine, which adds protection from newer Omicron variants. Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech is hoping to offer the booster shot to people age 12 and older. Shots could begin in a matter of weeks if the FDA signs off. Moderna is expected to file a similar application soon. Investors worried about inflation and what the economy would look like going forward sank Wall Street on Monday. Tech companies were also hit with heavy losses, the Dow down 643 points. The Nasdaq lost under 324 points. The S&P 500 was off by 90. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he is stepping down in December to pursue the next chapter of his career. The 81-year-old, who is the nation's top infectious disease expert, served under seven presidents as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He will also step away as President Biden's chief medical advisor. Fauci has been a regular presence in the media since the beginning of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. He became a foe to many Republicans as he pushed for strict measures to mitigate the spread of the virus. Fauci hinted last month that he would step down before the end of Biden's first term. The lead attorney for the Parkland school shooter in Florida argued that his client was left with, quote, an irretrievably broken brain and set him on the road to mass murder. Nicholas Cruz's half-sister and another witness testified that his birth mother abused crack cocaine and alcohol during her pregnancy. They're trying to help Cruz avoid the death penalty. At least one person is dead and dozens of others had to be rescued after record rainfall soaked North Texas. A 60-year-old woman died when floodwaters swept her vehicle away. One section of East Dallas received more than 15 inches of rain in 24 hours. A state of disaster was declared shortly thereafter. Dallas-Fort Worth Airport recorded the second wettest 24-hour period ever, with just above 9 inches of rain recorded. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.